have these new tariffs, or how are these new tariffs, I should say, going to affect farmers in New South Wales and Australia more broadly?
Certainly within Australia, New South Wales, we have quite a large domestic market for our barley. But on the broader scale of Australia and barley, China were our biggest export market. And you know, just the preliminary numbers, we think there'll be it could cost at least $500 million over the whole nationwide.
Wow.
Now, yeah, so it sort of comes after a couple of years, pretty tough years with the drought, and seasonal conditions that really have improved, and farmers, certainly in New South Wales, were ramping up to their production, and they're looking forward to sort of return to a better time.
Mm.
Understatement to say we're very disappointed about this. Just for a bit of clarification, the anti-tariff allegations were first made about 18 months ago, and New South Wales farmers working with the peak grain bodies, Grain Growers Limited and Grain Producers Australia, have been working with government in the response to those allegations. And we firmly believed that there was no basis for these tariffs. And along with the anti-dumping tariffs, there was a countervailing duty of 7%, alleging that Australian farmers were subsidised.
Mm. Well, those are the subsidies that have been investigated over the last 18 months that you mentioned there. Is there any truth to that? Are Australian grain growers being subsidised by the government?
Certainly not. There are some drought help aid at times, but that doesn't fall into the category of subsidies, in our opinion. We can point to reports that show Australian farmers are probably one of the least subsidised producers in the world. And once again, we think these allegations are baseless. However, the reality is the tariffs have been imposed.
Hmm.
70% anti-dumping tariff and a 6.9% countervailing duty for a total of 80%, which just makes it actually impossible to do business with China in barley while those tariffs are in place.
You mentioned there that we've got quite a big domestic market for our barley production here in Australia, but what are some of the other options that we have or the other markets that we're exporting these goods to?
Well, certainly Australia likes to... we're a free and transparent market, and we'll send our produce to where there's most demand. The Indian market has been opening up for malt barley in the last little while. We've got other markets in Southeast Asia as well. And the point is, I think if China have demand for our barley, that demand is not going to go away. So somebody else will have to supply China with what was our or Australian barley. That may open opportunities there as well.
It's very political and very, you know, tugging to and fro and here and there and all very, I don't know, it completely goes above my head, all these political kind of tariffs and deal making and wheeling and dealing. The farmers that are on the ground, that are working the fields and that are putting their blood, sweat and tears into producing this product, what's the sentiment like with them?
I'm just extremely disappointed. I mean, and that is an understatement, and they would just like to think that, you know, we play by certain rules, and we would hope that others play by the same rules. We just get on with the job of producing what was considered a premium product or a good product, clean and green, to supply export markets around the world, and we just would like a fair and even playing field.
How would you like to see this resolved? Would you like to see the tariffs lifted or maybe other markets open up?
Look, possibly a bit of both, because tariffs, the imposition of these tariffs does create uncertainty, and not just for the barley growers, but for other markets as well. If we believe that these are unsubstantiated and a tariff can be slapped on, well, it could possibly happen to some of our other markets as well.
Hmm.
Look, New South Wales farmers, we are supportive of a government investigation to the appeal to the WTO, just to really flesh out some of the what we may concede inconsistencies in the response from China, and to prove our point that we aren't dumping barley and or not subsidise.
Well, Matthew, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.